This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads the show are as follows. A caution for you on selling a Mac. We're going to talk about eBay $10 specials. We're going to talk about Uber Health. We're going to talk about the Samsung Galaxy 9. And of course, all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1262 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, March 1st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/Geek News. You can pick up Ohana gear at CafePress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out the show for the very first time. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We've got a lot of great content. We're getting a late start here in Honolulu tonight for some reason. Well, I know the reason. But if you're brand new to the show or if you're an existing longtime listener, again, thanks for being here. And we want you to take some time to get over to geeknewscentral.com. When you're on the website, if you're not subscribed already, please do so. You can find the subscribe to podcast link right there at the top, the right-hand column of the page, via Apple Podcasts on Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, soon to be Spotify, and a number of other locations. So definitely check the show out. And of course, check out all the great content as well at geeknewscentral.com. I tell you, I do this show live every Monday and Thursday night. I normally start about 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. Tonight was about 8:20. It's been a madhouse, and didn't get quite started on time tonight. But if you're awake, definitely check us out at live.geeknewscentral.com. Hey, if you got comments on today's show, you can follow me on Twitter at Geek News and leave a note there. Of course, drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. That's the one of the best ways to reach out to the show as well and provide your feedback. If you want to join our Slack channel, and if you're not familiar with what Slack is, go over to slack.com, check it out, and basically send me an email and say, hey, this is where I want to join up. I want to be part of your Slack team. I'll be part of the Ohana on Slack. I'll get you added to the Slack channel. And of course, you can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook as well, just by searching for Todd Cochran. You can watch the show on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku via the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo. You can listen via Stitcher at blueberry.com. You can listen on the Google Home device. Of course, we're on Cortana as well. All those devices, all you got to tell it to do is play Geek News Central.
I can't help with that now, but I'm learning.
And the Google device was listening. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site with my teams being written at progear.guru. And of course, we've got the new media show that I'm co-hosted with Mr. Rob Greenlee and the podcast Legend Show. This show as the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to man. Of course, that's our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And you can get over to GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy to get connected with all the deals. Or there's a link to it right on the website. You're going to see the GoDaddy icon. You just click on it. That takes to all of my promo codes. We've got the March offers up. The March offers are very similar to the February offers. 30% off new product purchases, 99cent.com, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, and of course, a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. You know, and tonight I just want to talk just a second here about the value of launching your own website. What we're starting to find is that creators, whether it be bloggers, whether it be folks that have set up huge publishing platforms, whether it be podcasters, whether it be YouTubers, they're finding little by little the noose being tightened around their content on those platforms. I saw a news article just a couple of days ago, the Chive, which is an app that a lot of guys use, the Chive app, and the Chive was on Facebook. And the Chive says, we're done with Facebook. We've left. We're coming back to the mothership at thechive.com. And I've seen YouTubers where YouTubers have been, demonetized. This show was demonetized on YouTube because we didn't have 4 million listener hours or whatever the requirement was. You've got all these platforms that you're on that are not owned by you, where access to your audience is being cut off. So it's more important than ever, if you're going to be doing any type of content creation, whether it be blogging, podcasting, doing videos, you have to have a mothership to call home. And that can be done with a product from GoDaddy. You can set up your own website. You can set up your own WordPress site. You can buy a domain from the all multitudes of domains that are out there. And it's huge, the number of new extensions that are available for you to choose from. You don't have to have just a .com anymore. It can be really almost anything under the sun. And launch your own shingle. Put your own spot up on the internet. And at least have a place, just like this show, where I tell you guys, go back to geeknesscentric.com. Go back to geeknesscentric.com. I don't tell you to go to iTunes to subscribe right away. I don't tell you to Google Play. I tell you to come to geeknesscentric.com and subscribe to the show. And I found huge value in building my own brand around this website. And it was all possible because GoDaddy had great hosting services available, domain names. They had everything I needed to get online. So as we head into March, think about what you're going to do with the content that you're going to create and put online. Are you going to put those pictures of family and friends on Facebook into a platform that you don't own, you don't control? They can change the policy tomorrow. Or are you going to put those pictures first on your own website and then share them on Facebook? You know, there's always got to be a place where people can come back to for your stuff. And it may not happen tomorrow, or something will change on one of the social media platforms, but times are changing. People are taking back what's theirs, and you can do this in a big way, again, by really controlling your brand, your destiny, your IP, your stack, really on your own .com and on your own place where you can call home and send people to. So I spent a little more time tonight than I normally do, but I think it's important because I've seen lots of stuff happening in the space currently that are causing creators and people to become disconnected with their audience. And one thing I've always strived with this show is that all of you know that geeknewscentral.com is the place to go, the first place to go to get content, get access to the show, and all the stuff that the great team is putting together for all the writer team at Geek News Central. So anyway, support the sponsor, pick up a domain name, pick up a hosting account, get started, hang your shingle someplace, and do it through GoDaddy. For you business owner, 1 month free of GoDaddy Website Builder. All my codes can be found again at geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. Well, I tell you, it's been an absolutely insane week here, Ohana. It's Monday. Obviously, we got back Saturday. Sunday kind of getting recuperated. Monday into the mix of things. Tuesday, until like 2 o'clock in the morning working on taxes, had to get the stuff into the CPA. And, you know, when you get down and the books are almost done and you got like 13 cents missing, or, you know, you're trying to figure out, or 14 cents and you're trying to figure out. And that's what it was 14 cents. And I spent 30 minutes and I had imported everything in, and there shouldn't have been any transposing of numbers. Somehow I made a entry change on a spreadsheet wrong where that 14, and it took me like an hour at 1 o'clock in the morning to find 14 cents. I'm really, you know, probably could have just sent the accountant and the 14 cents. She would have, you know, did whatever she does. But to me, it was just, it was driving me crazy. I couldn't find it. And so anyway, that consumed Tuesday. I'll be honest with you. You guys can't see it, but the camera line of sight, the studio's thrashed. And my color code on the video is wrong. I can't find my whiteboard to do a color balancing on my cameras. I was trying to use a sheet of paper. That wasn't working out so good. So Saturday after the new media show, I will be I got the shredder. I got to get everything cleaned up in here so I can at least walk in. Now, one thing that did happen this week, new chair. I'm in a new chair. And it doesn't have a headrest. So those of you can't see it, but what I did, I had solicited input from all of you on what type of new chair I should buy. And if you remember, for years, I've had the Ergo Human chair, and it's got a mesh back and it has a mesh seat. And what I told you was that the mesh seat was, well, after I lost all this weight, I didn't have as much cushion. And so the mesh seat was hurting my butt. And so they have and I'm really kind of just like shoes and I'm real picky about chairs. So I wanted to be able to sit in one, and everyone said, get a Herman Miller chair. And they're like $1,200, but no one in Hawaii had a Herman Miller chair to sit down in. So I went to a local office supply place called Fisher Hawaii, and they usually have a good selection of high-end chairs. And I went in there and said, we don't have no Herman Millers. And of course, they had the Ergo Humans, and they had a Han, or I think Han was the other one. So I'm sitting between two chairs, and I really just was not happy. And I didn't want to have to make another trip down there, because he said, oh, we'll special order you something. I'm like, what if I don't like it? Well, you know, you order it, you own it, right? So I said, have you got anything more? He said, well, did you check around the corner? And I walked around on the backside, and there was about another dozen chairs there. And I pulled one out and I sat down in it. I was like, this feels familiar. And I'm looking at it. And it was an Ergo Human chair, the one I've loved for years, but it had a cushion seat. And I stood up and I said, this is it. And he says, you know, I said, no, I love this chair from a back brace and from a lumbar standpoint. And they had the model in there that I had before with the headrest. And I said, I never use the headrest. I'm not worried about the headrest. So I think it was $576 or something like that. So brought it home last night and didn't even put it together until, that's part of the reason I was late getting the show started tonight, running my kid around and doing stuff for school and getting back and put the chair together, and we did the swap out. And so anyway, my butt is saying thank you for this new chair. But so hopefully this one will last 10 years like the last one did. But meetings, it's just been, nonstop. First meeting today was 4 o'clock in the morning, Hawaiian Standard Time. Absolutely crazy. My gym schedule has been completely smoked. I mean, so bad that I'm complaining about it when we're having dinner tonight. I'm like, I haven't been able to go to the gym all week. I said, this is insane. So tomorrow, boom, gym's a priority. Get back on track. And my sanity will help as well. But I ordered something from Amazon that was supposed to be delivered, second day delivery, and I was supposed to get it on Wednesday. And no delivery happened on Wednesday. And I kind of forgot about it. And I went looking for it today. And Amazon says it's been delivered to a drop place. And I'm like, why didn't they bring my package to the house? There was no note, no nothing. So I attempted, quote unquote, attempted to get on Amazon support and talking with chat people. I get moved around to 5 or 6 different people. And in the end, I told the rep, I finally got out. I said, I'm not going to be home tomorrow. Find out where they put the package. I'll go pick it up. Is it at the UPS place? Is there a UPS store? I just tell me where it's at. And he disappeared for like 20 minutes. And all of a sudden, he says, oh, it's good. We've got it set up. They're going to deliver tomorrow. And I'm like, did I not tell you I'm not going to be home tomorrow? I was like, I type dumb, send, alt-v. I kept hitting, and I just, I've never had an Amazon delivery go sideways, so this is the first one, so I can't complain too much, but their help, just, I'm finding tech support people don't listen. They don't listen. We live in a world of 120 characters, and that's all they can read. It's driving me insane, everyone. It really, really is. I see it every day. I'm starting to sound like my grandfather in the old days. So anyway, Rita, hi, welcome to the show. And, 14 cents. I found it, but man, you hate it when it's 14 cents. And the way I do my accounting is kind of like backwards. I don't use QuickBooks. I kind of have an old fashioned way of doing my accounting. And I think I drive my accountant just a little bit crazy with it, but it works for me. I probably should do QuickBooks. I should get with it, but I just, okay. What's a simple accounting program? I work on cash. I'm not a curl. I'm on a cash business. So in other words, it works in that, I don't have to worry about putting invoices in that haven't been paid and all that stuff. So what are you guys using? I don't need nothing fancy. Okay. Nothing fancy. Maybe 500-600 transactions a year. That's about what I'm going to put in this thing. QuickBooks just got too deep. I didn't need all the features that they had. So what are you guys using out there? And probably everyone's going to come back and say QuickBooks. But anyway, that's that. All right, let's go ahead and let me look at my list and make sure I've got everything talked about. Yep. So I'm through the stack. And everyone that's been sending comments, thanks for that. Hey, if you're in the chat, if you're watching live, make sure you say hello in the chat. If you're on YouTube, don't forget we can, I can see what, you can come over to live.geeknesscentral.com. And for those of you that are listening, thank you for being patient with me and letting the live people know that, that I'm online. So there is some folks over at live.geeknesscentral.com as well. So anyway, hello everyone. All right, runny nose. And I have got to order a sniffle button. It's time. After 14 years in the chair, it's probably time for a sniffle button. I've never had one. It's basically a cough button. So it mutes the mic when I have to sniffle my nose. And I'm probably going to run out of water tonight. So let me take a shot here. All right, let's talk about your Mac. If you haven't, I run computers till they die. I just run them into the ground. So I generally don't sell a computer that I have. But some of you might. And if you're using iCloud to monitor the location of your Apple devices, it's an easy way to keep track of your stuff and lock it down when it's really in the wrong hands. But just remember, when you say goodbye to a computer, before you sell that aging Mac, you need to make sure you sign out of your iCloud account on that device. He found that when he had sold an iMac nearly 3 years ago, he had formatted and reset the machine so there was no trace of his data on it, but the device was still associated with his iCloud account and still let him interact with the sold iMac. Thanks to Find My Mac and his theft prevention tools, he may have removed all of his data on this machine, but it turned out there was more to be done. Just wiping your Mac, it turns out, won't get rid of its associations with you. So unless you separate it from your actual iCloud account, you'll still be able to track your old Mac, at least until its new owner signs into their own iCloud account. Now, in this case, it hadn't happened, which is why he was to keep tabs on his old all-in-one for nearly 3 years. I've got devices here that we've wiped, but are still on my iCloud account. So I had kind of known about this, but again, I don't sell devices per se. We run them until they collapse. So, or they go to family members or extended family. So anyway, that's just a little piece of security advice for you there if you're going to be selling a computer. Hey, eBay is following Amazon with its own under $10 section. eBay announced this new section, which lists millions of products that cost $10 or less. This follows the footsteps of Amazon. Amazon added its own $10 and under section to its app and website last month. Didn't know about that, actually. Including products like t-shirts, earrings, hats, and phone cases. eBay section will include similar offerings, including video games, watches, audio players, mini speakers, headphones, earbuds, fitness accessories. The purchase will truly be under $10 as shipping is entirely covered and bidding is not required. So, I haven't done much shopping on eBay. When I go to eBay, I'm looking for weird stuff. For example, I'm running a TriCaster TC1 right now, and it replaced my TriCaster 865, which was officially still supported. Well, it still runs fine, but they officially retired it from the ability to have it fixed. So, because of the upgrade deal that I got. So I went online and I went and opened the box up and I looked up the model number of the motherboard and the mother, you know, the chip and all the stuff that was inside that I knew I could replace. And I went on eBay and I found a motherboard. I found a Intel chip. I found the cooler, all the same exact models that are inside the box. And I ordered a whole package so that down the road, another year or two down the road, if that 865 blows a motherboard, I've got a motherboard here to put in it. And it didn't cost very much because it's an older machine. The motherboard was like $65 and the Intel chip was a couple $100. And so I really was able to hedge some replacement stuff for that particular machine. So that's kind of what I use eBay for, is going to find stuff that's older, that it still holds a lot of value for me and stuff that I do. But other than that, I don't find myself on eBay that much anymore. Hey, new service that's out there is called Uber Health. And this is, I have to hand this to Uber. Uber's been, you know, in a lot of trouble recently with all the things going on in the news. But Uber announced this today. It's an official partnership with healthcare organizations. It allows healthcare providers and caregivers to order rides for patients to and from appointments. So I thought this was pretty slick in that now they have a car delivered for them to pick them up. And they can do it up to 30 days in advance. And the entire process is conducted via text message. So there's no need to have a smartphone. Via text message, and you don't have to, I guess you have to have a dumb phone. It allows the organization to easily keep track of their patients' rides and billing because privacy is a huge concern when it comes to healthcare. Uber's partnering with Clearwater Compliance, a leading HIPAA company, to ensure it has enough safeguards in place. So they've worked, they don't say which healthcare companies they've partnered with, but if you have a capable elderly family member who's basically able to live on their own, but yet not safe enough to drive, this is brilliant, especially if you can't be there to pick them up, to take them to the doctor's appointment. The car will be sent to them by their healthcare organization. I think this is really, really smart. I think this is good. I could have, when my grandparents were in their late 90s, my grandfather still drove, and it was scary, you know, very, very scary for him. You know, he would drive back roads to get into town. And one time he got lost and got confused and had a heck of a time finding his way home. So for me, and for those of you who have parents or grandparents or getting elderly, this is going to be a great service and peace of mind. And not only that, we're going to get to the point where send a car for them to go pick up, to take them grocery shopping and all this other stuff. I'm, you know, many communities have aging transportation. In other words, they have some sort of a van you can call, and they got to be available in like a 3-hour window. It's already, in Hawaii, they call it the handy van. I think it's for elderly and for handicapped. But it's not real timely. So, because it's going around picking up multiple people and taking them to multiple different appointment locations and so forth, whereas this Uber stuff or Lyft may simplify this in a great, great way. Do you love the Samsung S8? Well, you can trade in your S8 for an S9. So there's pre-orders that's launching right now for many of you. You can already, as I'm live right now, you can, or you're listening, pre-orders are available. If you haven't pre-ordered, you may end up on a waiting list. But really, the cheapest way to guess an S9 is through Samsung itself. Additionally, you can get an unlocked phone instead of getting stuck with one carrier if you trade in a device for an early discount. So Best Buy has them available, AT&T, Verizon, of course, T-Mobile. The price looks like to be between, if you get the S9 Plus, $839 through Samsung, AT&T, $915 on a 30-month plan, Verizon, $930 on a 24-month plan, T-Mobile, you have to do $120 down payment, but $30 for 24 months. So lots of options here if you want to go to the Samsung Galaxy S9. I've heard a lot of good things about this particular mobile phone. So looking forward to seeing one in the real here very, very soon. But AT&T has a trade-in offer. They offer you $150 in bill credit for your old phone. So bring in an iPhone 10. Google Pixel 2 to AT&T, and you can get $350 off a new Galaxy S9. Who's going to do that? Really? If you bring in a Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, or Note 8, you can get $350. Samsung Galaxy S7, $300, or any other phone with at least a value of $20, you get $200 from AT&T on that trade-in. So there you go. Hey, very happy to announce that the U.S. Post Office is announcing a new U.S. postage stamp for astronaut Sally Ride. And this will be a May launch. It's going to come out on May 23rd. It'll be the first day of issue for its Sally Ride commemorative forever stamp. And more details. Of course, Sally Ride is an astronaut. And This is awesome. We will see. Now, of course, now Sally is no longer with us. She sadly succumbed to pancreatic cancer at the age of 61. But and living individuals cannot be subject of a U.S. stamp per criteria set by an advisory committee. So she's being honored with the stamp. So ladies out there, this would be a set that you'll want to get for your daughters. And for those of you that collect, this will be definitely a good one to collect as well. How many of you still collect stamps? I do periodically. I'm more interested in U.S. mint coins and the special coins that the U.S. government puts out, like when they put out those quarters with every state. Those types of special coins, or the dollar gold coins, or the gold-like coins. That's the type of stuff I like to collect. What do you like to collect? Love to hear from you, geeknews@gmail.com. But for those of you that are watching, we get a quick look there of the image of what it's going to look like. Hey, Apple's took in the top spot in the global wearables market. And I think we kind of knew this already. But what we've heard here is that there was a global growth of 27.3% in the wearables market. And the Apple Watch Series 3 pushed Apple's numbers over the top in late 2017. But it looks like that the all told Apple moved 8 million units up to 57.5% from the year before, and a good 21% market share, which is pretty impressive. Everywhere I go, I see people wearing an Apple Watch. It's pretty pervasive out there. Why is this thing switching tonight? For some reason, let me every little bit here, when I'm switching the screen, is that what's causing that? It is. It's changing. Every time I flip that, it's not supposed to do that. So what I'm talking about, for those of you that are listening, is that my lower third keeps updating. Every time I, let me try it this way. There we go. I got it to stop. Click the right button. It was annoying me because I put up the lower third with my email address. The next thing I see is the GoDaddy advertisement on it. But what I've got going on now again is my headphone cable. I think I've rolled over it enough times. It's time for replacement. The left ear keeps dropping out. And for those of you that have ever done mic work and looking for that feedback, it just drives you. It just drives you crazy. How many of you have cable messes in your studios or in your house? Or, you know, I have a massive cable issues. And I've always used zip ties to tie up my cables. But invariably, I'm always having to cut them and route another one through and re-zip tying. And I don't know why I haven't used this before, but have you used Velcro straps before to secure your cables? I think that's the way to go instead of using zip ties all the time, because Velcro ties last forever and you can reuse them. It's not like those, the plastic ones where you cut them, you have to throw them in the trash, and they're cheaper, obviously, but Velcro straps is a good way to tame your cables if you're not already. And you can go on Amazon and get like 10 packs and stuff, pretty inexpensive. The Oscars is coming up. Prime members can rent Oscar-nominated films in digital HD for $2 each. The Dallas Buyers Club, Her, Captain Phillips, American Hustle, and Argo. I've seen The Dallas Buyers Club. That was really good. I saw Captain Phillips, of course. I don't think I've seen Her, American Hustle, or Argo. I may have watched Argo. Mad Max Fury Road, of course. So anyway, there's $2 a piece. You can rent the Oscar-nominated films. And I don't know how long they're going to be available like that, but pretty cheap to rent there. Sprint CEO thinks that the killing net neutrality thing is pretty nifty. And we've talked about net neutrality a lot on this show. And Sprint throughout the years were really had breathless dedication to net neutrality. You know, they all of them did. AT&T did, and Verizon did, and you know, oh, this is going to be, we're not going to cause issues with consumers. We're not going to prioritize traffic and so forth. But now, with net neutrality set to expire, which is fast approaching, their CEO has singing a new tune. He says, I don't think there's anything wrong for you to eventually charge a higher price for a faster access to your network, Sprint CEO Marcelo Claure said during a keynote discussion at the Mobile World Conference trade show. We have this anyway. In the United States, in many roads you drive, you have a faster road and you pay more. There's nothing wrong with that. We're still determining what it's going to be the price for 5G and how we're going to charge you. But the economics say consumers are willing to pay more for a better service and are willing to pay less for a different type of service. You know, net neutrality rules always carved out massive exemptions for prioritization, medical services, high-end voice IP services, etc. It's only the anti-competitive paid prioritization deals, the rules hamstrung ISPs, and the ISPs know this. So, you know, he says, we're still a big believer in the open internet. I believe there needs to be some light regulation. It needs to be very light in order for us to manage our networks. We need to manage our networks. That's the most important thing to us. In other words, net neutrality never stopped Sprint from managing its networks. It just didn't allow them to become a troll and make people pay or companies pay for higher access into their network. And that's what we're going to be facing here soon. The best wireless charger you can buy is on sale at $29.99 at Amazon. And if you bought a new phone the past year, it's most likely got a wireless charging capability. Most new Android phones have had wireless charging for a few years. Apple finally got into the game last year with the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10. Using a Qi charging pad is a tiny change, only saves you a few seconds a day. But, you know, it's a lot easier than having all those cables laying around. So, anyway, Rob Power, $29.99. I like the Rob Power stuff. RAVPOWER. You can search for it at Amazon. The five best smart speakers with Alexa and Google. Sorry that I just triggered your devices. Best overall is the Sonos One for $200. The JBL Link 20 is another nice one. $200 on JBL and Walmart. Of course, the Google Home Max, $399 from Google, Walmart, and Jet.com. The best speaker with a spring is the Amazon Echo Show. I've got one of these. Don't recommend it. Really don't. It takes up a lot of room. It's got a nice little screen, but I'm not a big fan of it. I really am not. So just let you know that. Best mini speakers, the Google Home Mini. And honorable mentions include, what is this company? Ultimate Ears is a speaker that's out there. But anyway, I have the link up in the show notes. And one thing we've done at Blueberry is we just introduced our Amazon skill. And it's called MyCast. Drives me crazy trying to get Alexa to play certain shows. I'm sorry, I triggered it again. It just doesn't respond unless I'm speaking absolutely perfectly. It doesn't get it half the time. It doesn't get, if I try to tell it to play your podcast, which is a podcast we do at Blueberry, it gets it wrong every time. I can tell it to play Geek News Central Audio, no problem. It gets that right. But if I try to have it do the new media show, it chokes on it. So these smart speakers are, again, artificially programmed at this point and have a long ways to go. IBM has shipped a robotic head to the International Space Station. And this is the weirdest thing that I think I've seen in a while. And it's bizarro because they've got a screen, they've got this ball, and it's got like this cheesy smiley face on it, and it's not it uses watts and technology, and the device is called Simon, C-I-M-O-N. Simon says, but it basically IBM describes this is that it gives space the AI. Okay, I hate them calling these things AI. It's not artificial intelligence yet. AI gives a space assistant text, speech, and image processing capability, as well as the ability to retrieve specific information and findings. These skills, which can be trained individually and deepened in the context of a given assignment, are developed based on the principle of understanding, reasoning, and learning. Watson speech and vision technologies helped train Simon to recognize Alexander Gerst using voice samples and Gerst as well as non-Gerst images. It also used the Watson visual recognition system to learn the construction plans of the Columbus module on the International Space Station to be able to easily move around. Simon also learned all the procedures help carrying out the onboard experiments. Experiments sometimes consist of more than 100 different steps. Simon knows them all. It's just got a weird face. It would weird me out to see this. It really would. But anyway, they sent this robotic head to the International Space Station. Bizarre, 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 bizarre. 13 million people tracked over 300 years to build a massive human family tree. This family tree linking millions of people across 300 years was put together by a pretty big team. And researchers used genealogy sites and a variety of different other stuff to track and cross-track. But they put together this extended family tree. It's probably one of the largest ever built. But they're saying the big payoff is because tracking that many people's relationships can yield insights into cultural trends, economics, genetics, and popular movements, especially true if researchers combine the family tree with genetic or health data for the people listed. Some folks from the New York Genome Center said that they found an easier way to assemble the large interconnected data sets, and they crowdsourced it from popular genealogy sites. The team collected 86 million individual records from genealogy websites, genie.com, a database of genealogical data uploaded and maintained by enthusiasts. So anyway, it's a pretty cool little project. So if you're into genealogy, this is something you're going to want to check out, see if you made the list. A drunk man, this guy, he must have been hammered. So listen to this. After a night of drinking, Kenny Bachman called an Uber to take him to his home in the New Jersey suburbs of Philadelphia. Okay. There was one problem. He wasn't in the Philadelphia area. He was in Morgantown, West Virginia, more than 300 miles away from his home. He says, I just woke up. And I'm thinking, where beep am I? And whose car am I? And who's driving me? He said that by the time he realized what was happening, he was already a couple of hours into a 5-hour trip. He decided to complete the trip rather than asking the driver to turn around. According to NewJersey.com, NJ.com, surge pricing was in effect, almost doubling the fare, and he'd even screwed up even more by ordering an upscale Uber XL instead of a conventional Uber. The cost of his ride, 300 miles, $1,635.93. So he got a hammer, didn't realize he wasn't home, and asked Uber to take him home. I wonder if his car was back at the other location. Oh, man. That's got to go down, and you're not going to believe this type of story. All right, a bus-sized asteroid will zip by us at a distance less than a third of the length between the Earth and the Moon. You can watch this space rock named 2018 DV1 whip past us. It is probably already by us, late Thursday or early Friday, depending on your time zone. So 9:30 Pacific, yeah, it's already gone. So I guess you can watch it on replay. Computer World is reporting top browsers of 2018. Microsoft is walking its way to browser irrelevance. They've dropped to 13.5% for Internet Explorer. They actually got a 1% increase. This is the biggest increase they've seen in a long time. But IE is definitely on its way out and not being used by many folks. Apple, like Microsoft, has seen its primary browser lose share on its home turf. In February, approximately 44% of all Macs ran Safari as the main browser, down from a dominant 66% less than 3 years ago. Safari, in my opinion, is junk. Chrome, I use the most, which is at 66%. No. Chrome has probably claimed the bulk of the Safari deserters. And what else? Yeah, it doesn't go into much deeper than that, except for IE is on its continue on its decline. Well, unlike my package, Amazon is taking photos of your front door to show you when packages have been delivered. They've been quietly rolling out a new program over the past few months where delivery people use photos to confirm your package has been delivered. The photo of exactly where the package has been placed will be included in the notice of delivery so Amazon users know when it arrived and where it is. Sometimes an Amazon package can be misplaced or stolen, and with Amazon's refund policy means customers can request a duplicate of the original order. With the new Amazon Logistics Photo on Delivery program, the company would now be able to check if drivers successfully delivered the package and customers would know exactly where to find it. So they're probably, if they say, I didn't find my package, they're going to say, well, it's probably stolen off your front porch. Well, if you guys search on geekinthecentral.com, you're going to find a new way to have your packages stored when they're being delivered by your carrier, either by UPS or by FedEx. Pretty cool little system. Just search for FedEx or UPS or even Amazon on Geek News Central, and you'll find the article. I'll see if I can link it up in the show notes tonight as well. Hey, NASA's launched an advanced weather satellite for the Western U.S., So who did they launch on? Well, they didn't launch on SpaceX. So the GOES S satellite thundered towards orbit aboard an Atlas V rocket. And dozens of meteorologists gathered for the launch, including TV crews from the Weather Channel and Weather Nation. I had a very interesting call with the Weather Channel this week. And that's all I can say about that. But anyway, there's a new weather satellite going out. And I guess it's going to keep an eye on Alaska and Hawaii. So awesome. So have something new up there. Keep an eye on us. The SEC is eyeing a crackdown in cryptocurrencies. The Securities and Exchange Commission is basically looking at fintech companies issuing initial coin offerings and has served dozens of subpoenas and information requests. There was even a podcasting company that launched a cryptocurrency. So I wonder if they got their noticed. So many in the fintech, and I don't know that what the fintech industry is, have been resistant to acknowledge that ICOs are securities and therefore subject to the comprehensive regulatory scheme presented by federal security law. Rosen said an SEC probe would deliver further notice to ICO issuers and their gatekeepers that regulators are dead serious. The cryptocurrencies will be deemed securities and must be registered as such. So again, this is way above my pay grade and what this actually means. But they're cracking down on cryptocurrencies. So we'll see where this leads. AT&T has repriced its unlimited data plans. So it's a change. The unlimited choice plan is going up from up to 65 from 60, and its unlimited plus enhanced plan is dropping to $80 from 90. Family plan prices went up $5. Both plans have existed for nearly a year now, and the price adjustment comes with some changes to service. So if you're an AT&T customer, you'll want to pay attention to this article. Twitter is asking the public's help to measure how toxic it is. Twitter is almost more toxic than Facebook is. And Twitter, like other major tech companies, has faced a lot of criticism. It's been roiled by misinformation, bots. It's got far left, far right users. Now the company is admitting it can't solve its problem on its own and is asking for help. Twitter's looking for outside experts to measure the health of the company. So I don't know how they're going to help this or how this is going to improve anything. What are they going to do? Want us all to become Twitter cops and going around and reporting people? So we'll see what Twitter comes up with here, but all these social sites have become pretty toxic. Amazon wants to turn Alexa into a real-time language translator. You got a ways to go there, Amazon, to make that device a real-time language translator. When you can't understand basic English words, and maybe it's the speaker, who knows, aka me, but I think you've got a ways to go before you can become a good translation platform. My opinion only. Verizon, a company it just bought, paid $614 million in FCC fines. So that's nice. The merger between, what's the name of the company again? StraightPath had failed to use spectrum that it basically got in an auction. Verizon bought them, and the penalties because they did not use it added up to $614 million. So that's pretty big paycheck going into the treasury. So I have that link up in the show notes for you. A school in Ghana, you just got to see this. If you're listening, you're going to want to load this link from the show notes. A teacher in Ghana has received global recognition after photos of him teaching his students about Microsoft Word went viral. Since the school didn't have a personal computer, which could be used to teach his students about Windows and Microsoft, the information and communication technology teacher decided to draw an entire Microsoft Word processing window on a blackboard with a multicolored chalk. And it's a pretty impressive picture. He did a really great job. And this is not the first time he's done this, but this is a way to teach his students how to use a word processor, even though they didn't have one. And part of it is that they are required to take a test in order to get an advanced education. They have to pass a computer portion of the test. Well, fortunately, this image went viral, and it came to the attention of Microsoft, and Microsoft is going to hook him up with some of its partners in Africa. And they're going to get him some PCs for his classroom. So it's if you just folks, this is another pathway for computers, donating old hardware that goes to countries that don't have anything. And it just made me kind of sit back in my seat a little bit and say, what do I have that I can donate, that I can clean up and make sure it goes to a good cause. So you all can help me out a little bit here. Who do you know of organizations that take computers and send them overseas to people that need them? Is there an organization dedicated to doing that? And if there is, I'd love to hear about it. Please let me know. All right. Facebook has decided not to do the split newsfeed. Apparently it was a big failure. I think that can be attested to by most of us that saw it. But I'm going to be honest with you, though. My Facebook news feed lately has been horrible. I know they made some changes. I do not think it's for the better. I'm getting so many ads in my Facebook news feed. It's like something I want to see, ad, something I want to see, ad, something I don't want to see, ad. It's not that great right now. And they've just, the advertising in Facebook is just over the top. The president has announced he's going to meet with video game execs to discuss school violence. And, you know, they're already looking at some new rules for purchasing guns and so forth. But I don't know. Has this already been hashed through? I know that there's a lot of pretty violent games out there. And unless parents are having good discussions with their kids, I could see where it could be an issue. But I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They're already marked. You know, games already have ratings on them. It's some parent. Parents have to have some responsibility here. How many of you heard about a social media network called Vero? It's under a lot of fire. It's largely because the backlash against it is because of its founder. And I really don't understand. I don't follow international politics or stuff like that, but it apparently is being was put together by a gentleman that's last name is Hari. He's a billionaire Lebanese businessman and son of an assassinated former Lebanese prime minister, Rafik Hari. He told CNBC in March 2017 that he founded Vero because he was frustrated with other social networks. But apparently most of the code was done in Russia. They do ask for a little bit of personal information when you sign up for the service. Photographers have liked it because it doesn't make you crop your photos. But I guess people are not real happy with this guy. This guy's got a reputation of not being a good person. So there are a lot of people that are talking super negative about this app. It didn't come to my attention until a couple of days ago. And of course, we have an article on it tonight. But it's been described as a buggy Instagram clone that promises to bring back meaningful connections. I think we're just all the product here, not doing meaningful connections. You know, I usually don't get too excited about furniture, but there's something from a company called Sobro. They're introducing a smart table for your bedside. And I've actually been looking for some new bedside furniture, and I'm kind of excited about this. You know, tables are relative straightforward pieces of furniture. And, you know, they serve as a place of your phone or reading lamp, your tablet. For me, it's my CPAP machine. But they've launched a campaign for the smart side table. And it's designed to be placed by your bedside. And its name suggests will come with various smarts. The table surface itself will come with integrated wireless charging. They can support two phones. There's a USB charging port, 220 volt outlets at the back with cord management and so forth. And I'm looking at this on Indiegogo, and it's going to be $299. I kind of like it, and I may have to support this one. And it's got a thermoelectric cooler jar, keeps drinks cold. I kind of like that. Although I don't necessarily get up in the middle of the night and need a glass of water. You know, maybe a can of beer in there would be better. I don't know. But anyway, $299 on this Sobro side table. I don't know if they're going to ship it to ships of Canada, European Union, United States. How much have they gotten funded? Did they even say? Well, if I click back early, what's it do? I got to sign up for. Anyway, I may back this one. We'll see. But definitely check it out. Link will be up in the show notes. Nomad has introduced the wireless travel stand for the iPhone 8, iPhone 10. The problem is some of these travel stands are just too big. They need a smaller footprint. But these are pretty stylish. Maybe better for the home than traveling with you. But wireless charging is the rage. And I don't have a wireless charging phone yet, but when I do, I'll be looking at this stuff pretty doggone close. Moving on here, Best Buy is going to close their dedicated mobile phone stores. I didn't know if they had those. The only Best Buy I've ever been in is a full-blown Best Buy with a separate mobile section. But they've got some satellite stores out there that they're going to be shuttering. U.S. carriers are testing replacement for two-factor authentication. Mobile security is about to become more robust. Major U.S. cell phone carriers are working on a mobile authentication system that would create a new open standard under the banner of Mobile Authentication Task Force. AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon say they have a solution which could roll out before the end of the year. Next generation multi-factor mobile authentication. Which is intended to provide better security than two-factor authentication we've become accustomed to. So we'll see where this goes, but trying to keep our phones secure and away from prying eyes. If you ride Lyft, there's a new way to get some credits on Lyft. If you book a reservation through an app called Seated, it's going to give you Lyft credits if you use Lyft to get to the restaurant. So definitely check out Seated. And link it to your Lyft account, and this you can get up to $10 to $80 Lyft credit by when you go to a restaurant and use Lyft using the app. All right. Oh, I got to tell you, I got YouTube TV. It's available here in Hawaii. I'm testing it. Not bad. Not bad. And actually, I got an email from someone telling me how to DVR stuff. So that's even better and even more cool. I can have up to 7 profiles so that the kids have their own YouTube TV profiles. I can have my own. Double bonus. So far, so good. It's still lacking a few channels, but wow, major, major savings. It's going to make an impact. It really is. But YouTube's offering offline video download feature, and it's expanded to 125 countries. You know, YouTube has offered the ability to download videos for offline viewing. However, the feature is only offered in select markets. The company's been gradually rolling out this feature in additional markets like the UAE and Azerbaijan. The list of countries initially included 16, but now are 125, which is pretty close to all of them. But as previously mentioned, Egypt, Malaysia, Pakistan, Indonesia, India, and others were on the list before. But so this is very, very cool. You can download YouTube videos. Equifax, oh my gosh. They looked under the couch or under the computer stand or something. They found 2.4 million more folks hit by their breach. So this takes you to 145 million people in the United States and hundreds of thousands in the UK and Canada that basically are... had all their credit data stolen and subject to identity theft. Visa said that they're going to shift to 100% renewable energy next year. And I don't know how they're going to do this, but Visa's joined a global initiative called RE100, which includes some of the top companies, and they all committed to shifting the energy needs to renewable sources. For Visa, this announcement is an example of a longstanding commitment to operate as a responsible, ethical, and sustainable company while fostering economic growth. So we'll see what they did. Almost 35% of Visa's global electric consumption currently comes from a mix of renewable energy sources, while 3/4 of its greenhouse gas emissions originate from its office buildings and data centers. So they'll invest in the United States and UK on renewables. Dropbox is going to be adding a native G Suite integration in new partnership with Google. So this is kind of cool. Place to, with Google, you're going to be able to get access to, you know, your Google Docs and stuff, but probably put it straight over into Dropbox. So that's nice. I have both accounts. I have a Google Suite and I have a Dropbox. All right, a few mobile articles here. BlackBerry Key One Black Edition now available in the United States for $549. An extra $50 gets you more RAM storage and a sleek black paint job. So if you're a BlackBerry fan, that's available. Also, if you are looking for an inexpensive Android phone, the Android Go phone is available. They cost about $100 and it's running Oreo version of Android and it will be updated on a more often basis. So it's an inexpensive Android phone that'll be kept a little more current. It doesn't have as robust of an operating system because you're operating on a lower end phone, but they've designed it that way. Mercedes has a new app to give their truck drivers crucial information on their rigs. So not a lot of people are driving Mercedes semis here in the United States, but for those of you that are overseas, living in Europe, there's a lot of Mercedes trucks there. But anyway, they've got a vehicle lens app, and it really does a deep dive. It tells you everything that's going on with your vehicle, what may be broke or status of different systems. So pretty slick there. Mobile World Conference 2019 will be full of 5G phones. It wasn't so much this year, of course, but next year's Mobile World Congress will feature the first 5G phone, hotspots, and a wealth of other 5G devices. So for fans that went to MWC, this year they didn't see very much 5G stuff. So they're really excited that 5G is going to be probably making a full-on entrance next year. If you're looking for some Bluetooth headsets, matter of fact, noise-canceling ones, these are pretty awesome. MPOW has an over-the-ear Bluetooth headphone, $37. I've had some MPOW stuff before, not bad from a technology standpoint, so we'll see how this one does. I'm not going to order it. If you do, let me know. The trusty brother printer, HL2540DW laser printer, has long been a hit, but it's been recently replaced by the HL2550DW, and the newer model is down to its best price ever. Pretty incredible. Compared to the old model, the new printer is slightly faster, 36 pages per minute. And it uses less electricity, and it's available at $100. Now, if you haven't figured out the scam yet, the scam is when they sell you the ink and so forth. And of course, it's a laser printer, so you have to have toner. So that's where they get you. And just definitely check out the price of the toner before you make the jump to pick up this laser printer. All right. You know, if you go back a few years, the Nokia phone was king, and it ruled the roost in Europe. And but now Nokia's coming back. You know, they've waned here for a while, and it's releasing new phones called the Nokia 6 and the Nokia 8, and starting to advertise them around the world. And they don't look too bad, and the Androids are kind of the advertisements are kind of cute. So I'll have those link up in the show notes for you to check it out. All right. So let me go. I'm through the articles tonight. Getting a little punchy, to be honest with you. And let me go to comments. So Richard sends me, "Hey man, welcome back. Google launched YouTube TV here in Lexington, Kentucky market last week. And I just have to say, I love it for completely online TV service. It's very stable on every device." And I'll say something, Richard. The picture is incredible. I've tried it on. And what's nice is I can watch my local channels at work on the other side of the city on my iPhone. And it's just like I'm at home. You're not supposed to be watching TV at work. And the DVR, you do have the ability to record your live stations with YouTube TV. It's cloud DVR, but it it works and it works well. Hasn't missed any recording yet. Everything I've set to record, it's been there for me to watch under the recent recorded in the library tab. To record a show, you go under the video player and hit the add button. And from then on, it re-record that program every time it airs. So you go back and hit the remove button. And it's unlimited DVR recordings also. No limit on the number of recordings at the same time like you have with Spectrum. I mean, it doesn't have a few channels we normally watch, like Disney, HGTV, Hallmark, and DIY, but 39, can you really beat it? Why I pay Spectrum? Why with Spectrum, I pay $200 a month, and I get about 20 good channels, about 200 crap channels. So to me, that's the difference. I've been wanting to do it with Spectrum for a long time, and I think that time has come. I talked with Google on the iOS App Store after I left review, and they said they're looking to cut deals on those four channels I mentioned in the very near future. If that's the case, that's a new no-brainer for me. Talk to you later. Richard sent for my iPhone 10. I agree. I'm pretty impressed with the iPhone 10. So I did get some more feedback from Kirk doing the show, and Kirk and I are going to do our own little pass down on how things went. And I think for his first two episodes, he did remarkably well, everything considered. So I appreciate everyone's constructive feedback. He said he only got one email that was a little rough on him, but that's okay. That's, you know, we need to have the good and the bad of, you know, of the show content. I'm not perfect by any means at all times either. So, you know, I told Kirk, don't worry about it. It's part of the learning process of doing the show, and you really just got to get in there and grind. And he really, to be honest with you, it's probably going to be 20, 30 episodes before he feels a little bit native and not so much out of his skin doing the show. So it is what it is. All right. Hey, everyone, thanks for being here. And geeknews@gmail.com. I'll be back with you Monday. Hopefully rested after getting my feet back on the ground here and trying to get caught up from being out for a week. It's always pure chaos when I'm out for any length of time, and it'll be good to be home for the next month or so. But I appreciate everyone being here today for listening to the show. Hope you got something out of it. Thank you for all the insiders that are supporting the show financially. It is greatly appreciated. I was actually going to give a rundown of some of the dollar amounts that have come into the show from donations and so forth. I'll save that for another episode. But I was mildly surprised that where we're at as compared to where we were a year ago. I'll just say we've pretty much doubled the amount of insider donations and one-time donations that have come into the show. It is greatly appreciated. It went a long way in helping to pay blogger fees and some of Kirk's expenses as well. I didn't cover the whole piece, of course, because I paid the bloggers last year about $10,000 was the total blogging bill for, and it's just blog articles only for 2017. So, we've definitely got a ways to go in getting to the point where the show donations cover a lot more than what they do now, but still it was a nice chunk to see an offset. Greatly appreciated for everyone that's an insider and contributing to contribute at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone, take care. We'll see you. Aloha.